I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes until somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what is going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, glad to have you listening. Boy, a crazy day from the standpoint of some things that are going on. And I got to admit, you know, last night I was pissed at the way the Braves ended up losing that game last night. It could have gone either way, you know, but Mike, you said it when we talked about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Let's get a quality start from Julio Teheran. We did. Hey, Julio.
And he got you into the seventh inning, which is something which rarely happens of late. So Dave O'Brien has got some numbers. I know Grant McCauley's got some numbers. We'll talk about all of those numbers because they're all trending the wrong way for the Braves. And this gets you to, okay, do you go get it right or you say no? And if you're Alex Anthopoulos of the Braves, we argued about this yesterday. Do you say, Carl, this is our lot in life. We're just not there yet. So we don't go and spend this year.
Yeah, I had a guy hit me up last night, and he was positive from the standpoint of saying, you know what, this is our time right now. When you've been in first place for over 60 days, 60-some-odd days, halfway through the season, it is about right now. It's not about next year. It's not about 2 years from now. And he was just simply saying that if we don't take advantage of it, but he preferenced it, Mike, by saying, although we're a year early, bullcorn. If you're in the playoffs, if you're in the mix, you're not a year early. You're in the mix. You're in the dance. So for me, I'm not going to use that excuse to your point about, well, you know, this is our lot in life. It shouldn't be when we have a shot.
You know me. I disagree with that. I just think it's a loser mentality, and we talk about this. You don't know where your team's going to go. You hope this is the beginning of something really special. You hope between Albies and Acuna and all the young pitchers, some which we hadn't even seen yet down in AA, that we're going to have something real special. But you still want people fired up. You still want to see people, you know, at the ballpark, and you want to see people expect you to do something special. I mean, you've got the wherewithal. People don't want to hear about what debt you're carrying over restaurants at, you know, or however the construction cost you at the Battery. People don't want to hear that.
No, nobody cares.
Nobody cares about that. Tell that to your stockholders.
Yeah, I totally agree, guys. And you know, it was crazy because the score is 1-1 last night. I literally, Mike, I go upstairs, I come back down, and all of a sudden, boom. And I'm like, what happened? Because all of a sudden now, you've got, you know, the Toronto Blue Jays, who looking like the 27 Yankees, scoring runs all of a sudden on the bullpen, and you're going, man, this has been the problem with our bullpen. This has been the issue. And I know it started with some other things in the field and errors, but the bullpen, that failed you again last night.
You don't trust almost. There's not really any guy coming out of the pen right now that your confidence would be anything over a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and that includes, you know, Vizcaya, any of them, right? Would you agree with me on that?
No doubt.
By the way, I don't want to give you any information, but if you heard some screaming in the background, we already have a goal in the World Cup semifinal between England and Croatia. We'll keep you up to speed on that throughout the afternoon. But I know a lot of guys, especially with England having a lot of followers, we will not tell you unless we give you fair warning, Carl. I don't want to blow the deal. The other thing last night, you know, Ender Inciarte, not comfortable with him in the leadoff spot last night.
No.
Were you?
No.
I just thought, you know, some empty calories, empty at-bats. Albies was doing a great job and Ender was not. And I don't think – I'm not trying to tie Ender's little foobar, you know, up in Milwaukee, not running it out, and tie that into this, but he just had a bad night at the plate last night.
I would agree with that. Overall, it was a winnable game. Obviously, it's one of 162, but the idea is this is a team that, you know, you needed a quality start from your starting pitcher. You got it. And then it fell apart as it has. The deficiencies of our team right now continue to be blaring right in our face. Right, it's right here. And Alex, Alex Anthopoulos, you're going to have to do something about it. Now, let me ask you something, because we talked to John about this. And, guys, we invite you to follow us across all social media platforms at 92.9 The Game. He's at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put Him Up, See Dukes. Follow this radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Dansby Swanson, what are your thoughts? What do you think as to where he is currently right now? He came in last year, lots of hype, obviously struggled, worked his way back up to the bigs. Here's a guy that this team and this organization has put a lot of stock in.
Right.
Remember, guys, we're talking about the number one overall pick in baseball a few years back. But with all of that said, okay, here's a guy that's now, over his last some odd games, hitting a little bit above the Mendoza line at 208, Mike. He is not producing necessarily at the plate, but I've always said this. I don't expect Dansby to be this super-duper home run hitter or run producer, but I do expect him to make plays in the field.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. We don't want you to be Mark Belanger, but a little bit more like Cal Ripken would be where it's at. And Mark Belanger, for those who don't know, for you younger guys, was an all-glove, no-stick shortstop who was, you know, gold glove but couldn't hit a lick. I think I know where you're leading me on this one. Yes, I would trade Dansby as part of a package for Manny Machado in a heartbeat. Manny Machado's told anybody who might be interested, I'm not a third baseman, I want to play shortstop. And he'd be more than welcome. He'd hit a gazillion home runs at SunTrust.
He would.
I mean, and Dave O'Brien told us a few weeks ago that, you know, I know some people poo-pooed it, and he said the Braves were certainly sniffing around it, at least in his opinion, a couple of weeks back.
I will tell you, and I know some people will be like, well, it's too early. I don't know if it's too early if it improves your team.
He batted 232 last year, 247 this, and he's on a 247 pop right now. I mean, he's going to be a 250 hitter? I mean, he was the first. Why do you think I'm not making this anti-Dansby. He was a good local kid. I get that. Yada, yada, yada. But there's a reason why the Diamondbacks moved on the first overall pick. They evaluated and said, nah, we'll make a move. We'll package him. I would trade him as part of a deal for Manny Machado in a heartbeat.
404-741-0929 is the number. We're opening up the phone lines, Bo, because throughout the course of the day today, we want to talk to you about this. And, you know, listen, you know where we're at. The Dansby thing is really a separate deal than what the problem is with our team. I'm not telling you Dansby is the problem and neither is Mike, but we are saying if you can upgrade and he's a part of it, okay, maybe that's the move we need to make.
But the only thing, and this is something we were talking about before the show with Bo Morgan, who's producer for Arthur today, is if you can't get Machado to do a long-term deal,
can't do it,
then you can't pull the trigger on it. So unless you're clairvoyant, you know, unless somehow you could at least put – because remember the Mark Teixeira thing. Remember you gave away all those prospects of the Rangers to get Mark Teixeira just to see him skedaddle. You can't have that same scenario play out with Machado. So that's the only, rider to a potential trade for Manny Machado. You've got to have some kind of degree of certainty you know you're going to hold on to him. Otherwise, it makes no sense.
A lot of teams are interested because he's one of the best players in baseball, including the damn Yankees, who may end up pulling the trigger on trying to get Machado. We will see where this goes. I will say that the Braves are not certainly out of the conversation. But, again, I don't know what the mandate is for Alex Anthopoulos to say, hey, here are the guys you can't trade, and here's right. who you can't trade. That's the part that we don't know. And if he's dealing in a situation like that where he's limited in the players he can move, then he might be in a bind. We want to hear from you guys at 404-741-0929. We're going to open up the phone lines, as we said, throughout the course of the show. If you're just jumping in, it is Dukes and Bell. World Cup action going on, as Mike mentioned. England and Croatia. Now, Darren Eales was in here yesterday, and I'm just laughing because Darren was basically predicting and saying, hey, England's going to be in the final, and I'm going to tell you where I'll be watching it, obviously at Mercedes-Benz on Sunday.
Yeah, and this is kind of interesting. If you don't want to know what's going on with the semifinal match, turn down your radio. England is up 1-0. They scored in the first six. Was it 6 minute? Was it, Craig? Yeah, third minute, actually. So they scored right off the jump, and it was a free kick, was it? Because it was darn beautiful. But
it was a free kick, top of the box.
Yeah, so set pieces.
A free kick.
And England right now is up 1-0 on Croatia. England versus France, that'd be epic for a number of reasons, not which is the historical side of it. England has only won World Cup championship. It happened when they were the host country in 1966. They've had all that talent. Remember, guys, it's not Great Britain. It's not Wales. That's why you don't see Gareth, what's his name, from Gareth Bale from Real Madrid. It's not Northern Ireland. It's not Scotland. It's England. Just England. Yeah. So that's why some people always say, well, why don't they play as Great Britain? They actually beat Germany once in a while. It doesn't work that way. They are England.
It's a good point. We'll keep you updated. Coming up also, guys, as we continue to talk about this Shady McCoy situation. Now, I don't know if I should stop calling him Shady because, you know, there's a lot of play on words there.
It doesn't help his case.
It doesn't. That's his nickname. His mama named him LeSean McCoy, all right, running back for the Buffalo Bills. And Mike and I were talking about this off air. We'll bring it to you on air because, you know, we keep it real.
Right.
Doesn't look good.
The circumstantial evidence, and again, there's nothing yet to for anybody to act on from law enforcement or from a prosecutors or anything like that. We're just telling you, if you read the stories that are out there, all the circumstantial evidence, boy, it does not look good. I was on Twitter today, Carl. I said, he better go get him a lawyer with a ponytail. Because if, heaven forbid, somebody's linked to him and they turn and they rat on him, you're never going to play another down in the NFL. Now, you know, Carl and I, we went out way out of our way yesterday to say, just like Reuben Foster's case, let's not rush to judgment. But all the evidence that we have right now as of 2:12 on a Wednesday, it doesn't look good right now for Mr. McCoy.
The thing that doesn't look good is the connection to this event, which was basically someone not breaking in. They didn't break in. They had access to the house, which tells you. And by the way, did we mention he owns the house?
Correct.
Okay. Which, you know, again, you watch all these crime shows and you start to think you can solve all these mysteries. Doesn't matter what crime show you love. Here's the deal. Mike and I were talking about this. Rarely is there a situation where there's a random break-in and someone is pistol whipped and we don't know who they were. Let me tell you something. In all the crime scenes or crime movies I've seen, you guys know, someone's always linked to it, right? Someone knew or someone knew about it.
Well, like
I said, that's the thing with this whole Shady McCoy thing is you're going, all right, he might not have done it, Mike, but the connection is a little bit too close to home.
Right. That's why nobody believed Richard Kimble in the one-armed man. The husband or the boyfriend always does it. In this case, you got a girl squatting in your house. You're trying to get her out through a legal process. Something bump in the road hit. Maybe somebody snapped. This is pure conjecture on our part, but read up on it, guys, if you haven't, so you can get in on the conversation.
Oh, he went off last night. What are you saying now? We'll talk about it next on Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell. Glad to have you listening on a Wednesday, guys. Always hit us up on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929. Nicole hit me up on the Twitter, and she's like, I need to know the details on this Pac-Man Jones thing. So, Mike, let's discuss this quickly, and we'll talk about it more as we move along today. If you've not heard, everyone, you know who Pac-Man Jones is, right? And he plays for the Bengals, has played for the Bengals for the last few years, as a matter of fact. But Jones was assaulted in the Atlanta airport, and this is how it's being reported. So, you know, if you're thinking, oh, damn, Pac-Man, what are you doing? Actually, he was minding his own business.
Yeah, again, guys, with any incident that's on video, you know, you always see the video a few seconds perhaps after something initiated. Because let's be honest, if you got your camera phone, you don't pop it out until some ruckus is in front of you. But it looked like a guy in airport gear is jawing with Pac-Man. And the guy's a lot. He's given Pac-Man's given up about 5 or 6 inches of height and a good degree of weight. Anyway, this dude wearing an ABM vest.
Frank Reagan is his name.
The alleged, not a victim there because they're scrapping. But Frank gets some punches in early, and then, Pac-Man finishes it. Pac-Man gets him on the ground. So the video's at TMZ Sports. One of the girls with Pac-Man has got some pup eyes, so that's either the B or the D gate, Carl, based on my experience with Hartsfield Jackson.
It's B. They've identified it. Concourse B near gate B6.
There's nothing worse than when you're coming home and you smell that pup eyes, and now you got to make a detour because now you got to get it. But anyway, back to Pac-Man. So, we don't know how this started. Pac-Man went to Westlake High School. I don't know how old Frank is. I don't know if Frank's boys played ball against him or something or what the scrap was about or however it started, but Pac-Man finished it.
They are saying that Jones was assaulted by an airport contract worker. The guy works for ABM, and the police are saying that...
Well, not anymore.
No, not anymore. You're right. Jones confronted the man about the gesture he made, and then they begin jabbing, and I think that's what Mike's talking about. That's where you pick up the video. We don't know what happens prior to that, but at that point in the video, Pac-Man's like, what? And then you see him jabbing, and then they're separated, and you think Pac-Man's going to keep going to his gate, and then this dude, Frank, comes after him.
Yep.
And then it's on. And so here's what's crazy.
And Pac-Man's girl caught some fire from this guy, Frank, apparently, in the fracas as well. Frank went to the hospital.
Yeah, man. allegedly punched Jones, injuring his face. He also struck Jones' companion. This is the young lady you were talking about, who has not been identified, injuring her hand. But he's been charged with two counts of battery and was transported to Grady to be treated for his injuries, which means the end of that video, which we really don't get to see, apparently Pac-Man is working him on the floor there.
Let's go to Harold Letterman for the score.
What do you think, Harold?
I got a 112-110, Jim, and I'll tell you why. I think the guy got some blows in early. Frank Reagan shows some athleticism, but the ring generalship, actually the corridor generalship, goes to Pac-Man. I thought Adam scored early. I think he scored strongly. He got his man on the ground. I got a 112-110 Pac-Man. Back to you, Jim.
I would agree with him. Harold Letterman, again, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. We'll find out more information, but I think the story's pretty much out there. But if you want to go see it, you know, it's out there, as Mike said, on TMZ Sports. It's Dukes and Bell, man. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
All right, let's start with what Brian Snicker had to say about Julio Teheran's start last night. He had a good outing. I was happy to see him
do his job.
Well, he started out struggling a little bit, I think, with the command, and then he got his breaking ball going, and it was good. It was just good to get him into the seventh inning.
Yeah, but Toronto, 5-run eighth inning. Literally, I said this, went upstairs, came back down, and was like, what? Boom. That quickly, things turn. Braves lose 6-2. Braves are out of first place, and they've lost 6 of their last 7. Panic?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's time to definitely go improve your bullpen. You've got to. Everybody knows it. I mean, we can debate what you want to do with your frontline starting, but you've got to go get some serviceable relief in there. Yeah, there's nobody you trust right now. You know, Vizcaino is always kind of a roll of the dice, too, when he comes out of the pen if it's the ninth inning. So I know that the numbers, you don't even need the numbers. You've seen it with your own eyes, Braves fans. Bats have slowed down. The ERA is balloon. Not good. So how do you address this if you're Anthopoulos? What's next?
What's next is you're on the phone today. You should have been on the phone the last 2 weeks. I said this, though. You can't play your card almost until the end because you don't want to give everyone leverage. So who's available? We're not sure. But, guys, we have plenty of pieces in our minor league system to make it happen.
Here's from Dave O'Brien in the AJC. Braves outscored 43-23 in their past 7 games. You've also got Braves average down 172, 10 for 58 with runners in scoring position, Carl.
That's the problem. That clutch hitting and runners in scoring position, which is not a Ronald Acuna issue, it's a team issue. That has been the issue for this Braves squad as they've lost again. 6 of their last 7.
Well, the Braves are 16-17 since the beginning of June. The ERA, by the way, I think you already mentioned this, 5.40 for the relievers.
Yes.
So, do something, because you just said it. 3 months of first place, you know you've got enough talent where, yes. Because the Phillies, you're telling me you're going to let the Phillies win this division? They're in the same boat as we
don't
are.
Don't disgust me like that. The Phillies. Please don't let the Phillies win this.
Look, you still got to play the crappy Mets and the crappy Marlins. I mean, this is not like you got a juggernaut here. The Nationals still haven't hit the button yet. So let's go get it, man. It's still a very winnable division. And then once you're in a best of five, anything can happen. That was always the excuse when they used to lose the best of five under Bobby Cox. So let's see what we can do.
Can I hear Julio Teheran talking about improving over his last start? Yesterday he was saying it's not the ERA he was concerned about. It was just his stuff. Here's Julio.
The slider is a feeling pitch. I feel that I have everything other than the first inning that I was backing up. But I think that the fastball, too, was a couple works. But, everything was close. It wasn't like my last outing that, kind of was going away. My fastball with lefty, and I think everything was better today.
Listen, you know, Mike, we don't like to brag on this show. We don't like to talk about how we're the number one sports show in the market. We don't like to talk about what goes on this program, how dominant we are, or the numbers. But here's the deal. Do you think this guy was listening yesterday? Because both of us were clamoring, Julio, we need you to pitch 7 or more. Please.
Now, his ERA is still not good against American League opponents. They are his kryptonite. But that was a gutsy effort, and he did get you in the 7, 6 2/3. So, again, if you got a halfway decent bullpen, you know, you can survive that out. And that's, I mean, he did his job. And we've all been talking about it. Get me to the seventh inning. Teheran did his job at home where he has struggled. We know that.
Let's talk about Trae Young, shall we? Trae Young, if you missed it. Oh, it's Summer League. Oh, we should be concerned about Summer League. Oh, my God. Summer League, he's terrible. He's a bust. Okay.
Well, right, you know who's saying that to me?
Who?
When I was in Key West last week, Drunk Larry was lighting me up. Oh, dude. Because Drunk Larry's got Hawks season tickets. I'm like, will you just relax?
Relax.
Shooters find their stroke. They'll get rolling. I mean, I don't know. We'll have to go back and look at the video, and I guess we'll have to look at the score sheets for what Steph Curry did in Summer League. Kid's 19. Let him do his thing. I do know this. Now, John Collins has been shut down for the rest of Summer League. He makes John Collins a better player just in spreading the floor and getting him an opportunity down in the post.
That's what good point guards do, and Trey's vision is off the chart. If you've not witnessed that in Summer League, then I don't know what you're watching, because that's all I've been hearing. But Dukes, it's Summer League. I don't care. And here's the deal. The kid last night, he had a great game, 7-14 from beyond the arc, all right, in a 101-93 victory over the Bulls. Yeah, you'll remember that because it's Summer League. But the bigger thing is the shooting's going to come. Right, Trey?
Coach is just telling us to keep fighting, keep pushing, and shots were going to start falling, and we stuck to the plan that he gave us in pregame.
Thank you, Trey. Trey, do you, as I said on the Twitter. Hey, Mike, Barrett asked the question, Bell, would you put down your bag of Popeye's chicken to go confront someone who made an obscene gesture at you?
It depends on how obscene the gesture is.
I agree with that.
I mean, if I'm just bitten into that delicious breast of white meat,
I might have to wait. Yeah.
I mean, I got to finish my meal first.
Yeah.
You know, young Mike, yes. Young Mike would drop the chicken, all hell would break loose. Old Mike, you know, I mean, I have to get back online and get more chicken. So I'm probably just going to go, screw you, pal.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. You know.
No, if you're making a gesture towards my wife, or the wife is different. Then all bets are off, then you got to throw down.
No, I'm still eating chicken. I'm sorry. I mean, you think I'm a blankety blank? What else you got?
Now,
I take a bite into this chicken leg.
Now, I would make some news if I hit a guy with a drumstick. You come in, you jab with the left, you get a drumstick. He just hit him with a drumstick.
He threw a drumstick at him to distract him. Hey, Barrett, appreciate the text and the tweet, man. It is interesting. Maybe that's one of our questions for the game winner. What would you put down to go confront someone who made an obscene gesture to you? Because obviously, what wouldn't you put down? Pac-Man Jones's lady, she drops her Popeyes.
Oh,
I know she was mad too.
And by the way, you ever bring, especially when people are coming from the Northeast, or right now Popeyes is pretty much everywhere. But I've done it back in the day when you sit down, like in business class, wherever you're sitting on the plane, and you got that Popeyes, and you break that out, and that delicious spicy goodness kind of wafts through the cabin, and people are all like muttering, "You son of a biscuit," because you've got the good stuff. That's right.
It does suck when somebody brings that onto the plane. Why do y'all do that? Why do y'all torture me like that? Hey, in other news, man, did you see the fact we're talking about LeSean McCoy? The investigation continues into a home invasion Tuesday at a house owned by LeSean McCoy, in which his estranged girlfriend was allegedly beaten and robbed of jewelry. Now, if you read this story, and as Mike said, go read it for yourself before you start going, "You guys are crazy." Mm-hmm. The dude comes in, whoever this was, and allegedly asked for, I'm sorry, it's not funny, asked for a piece of jewelry. Was he asking for the ring back?
Well, here's the things we've learned in the last 24 hours since the story broke. He's got a woman basically squatting in the house. She has not left the house.
What do you mean? Okay, squatting.
He's trying to get her out of the place. You know, sell it to a real estate company and let them hire the lawyers to get her out. And just walk away. This is why NFL players go broke, because they got a house, they got a woman, you know what I mean, using your house. But I mean, go get her out of the place or just move on. Forget about the jewelry. Because here's the thing. I don't know what you, if he did do this, again, we don't know. It just looks really bad. If a guy is asking for specific pieces that she's got in her possession that were given to her by the guy who owns the house, how is that going to look in court if it gets that far? Carl, ain't going to look too good.
No, and I saw this, and Bo was telling me this, which I hadn't seen, that Richie Incognito claims to know the whole story. Richie Incognito's crazy as hell.
Yeah, there's the voice of reason, Richie Incognito.
Okay. Now, I mean, this is hard for me to accept that Richie Incognito's got the full story and he's telling everybody. The point is, Incognito says, quote, "I support and stand by my boy Shady."
Oh, yeah, I've got guys on Twitter last night arguing with me. "You think you know everything?" No, I'm just telling you. I'm making a judgment. I'm giving an opinion based on information that's accessible for any of you who can read a newspaper. You know, unless you think, Carl, it's like that first Dirty Harry movie when the Scorpio killer hires a guy to beat him up. If you really think this woman paid someone to make her look like that, you're out of your freaking mind. So, not quite sure what you guys are smoking, but if you use deductive logic, right now, it doesn't look so good. Now, hopefully, we're all horribly wrong about this, and this is just a random break-in in a really nice neighborhood. With no forced entry.
I'm sorry. That's just hard for me to buy. I mean, look, and I have no cop
experience.
I get it, because
you guys are, "Yeah, man, you're convicted." Dude, use your brain, okay? You know, have you read the articles? Have you looked at what's out there before you go and start, "Yeah, she set it up. She set it up. She paid someone to make her look like that." You guys are insane.
Yeah. The randomness of this, I'm sorry, detective, is not random.
Yeah. It's okay? Like the OJ killing. It's a drug deal gone horribly wrong.
Get
the hell out of here.
Yeah. All right. Looking at Cedric. Cedric hits us up. He says, Dukes, y'all can't have it both ways on this summer league thing, man. If we put no stock into the bad, let's not put any into the good. Here's the deal, Cedric. Appreciate the tweet. I told you guys to chill 2 weeks ago with this whole it's he's not this, he's not that. We don't know what Trae Young is going to be as a professional.
Right.
So that's where I'm at. I'm in the middle. I'm not one way or the other. I'm not saying he's terrible, and I'm certainly not saying he's going to be the next big thing since sliced bread. But relax.
Look, he looked awful early. He got into a groove late. And as we heard from Travis Schlenk in his interview with the AJC, you know, if Luka Doncic is an all-star and this guy is the next Dennis Schroeder, then we know we botched it. Until then, we got to chill.
Yeah, man, chill. Coming up, speaking of Trae Young, we'll talk about the things that he did do well. We'll get into some NBA conversation along the way. And at 3 o'clock, guys, NFL Blitz, more about this Shady McCoy incident along the way. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell. We're keeping an eye out on World Cup action. Semifinals, England-Croatia going on as we speak.
You know what the guys at Men in Blazers say? They scored too soon. I don't think you can score too soon in a World Cup semifinal. So England, with about 2 or 3 minutes left, there'll be a slight stoppage time delay. But, man, how about that? What a story. England and France. People in London losing their minds right now. The shots we're seeing of Trafalgar Square and Hyde Park where they've got people gathered are just nuts.
Well, this is the passion that goes along with the World Cup and the support of your countrymen and your team. And this is what it's about. It's why it's the biggest spectacular event that it has become. There's no doubt. We'll keep you updated, guys. Coming up at 3 o'clock in less than 20 minutes, NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Jim Ellis Key of Kennesaw. We'll talk about Randy Moss and who he is mentoring. Hey, real quick, as we get back to this Trae Young conversation, because here's the deal with Trae Young. And, you know, we are in a unique situation here in Atlanta because – of the rebuild, but also the idea that you go out and get some exciting young talent. Mike, I don't know how much you saw this last night. Maybe you saw the highlights. He's pulling up from half court. Yeah. I mean, and you can say what you want, but in a run down at Phillips, all right, where the Hawks are going up or they're coming back and he's doing this in games, it's going to get the crowd amped.
Well,
man,
we were watching with the Jarvis and Andy Bunker because, you know, that game started while we were at like about the last hour of our show yesterday. And you were also like, take it, take the shot, you know, pull up and he's dropping it and he makes all those threes. As I said, getting the other guys involved, we cannot be too high or too low on Summer League when he does stink it up early, but it is kind of exciting. You're seeing elements of why I think you'd go and pick him. You know where the pushback comes on this?
Where's that?
When that, I guess it was the NBA TV report that ownership wanted this. That, you know, there was a number of schools of thought or camps in the Hawks, you know, war room. Some guys wanted Doncic. Some guys wanted to trade down. You know, and then, of course, Ressler said, no, we got to go find us the next Steph Curry. Well, if he is the next Steph Curry or something close to it, I think we'll be very happy with that.
Well, listen, we live in Atlanta.
But we won't know for a while.
We won't. But we live in Atlanta, and Mike and I always talk about this. It's why the United product is so good. We want to be entertained, okay? And we live in a city where it is about showmanship. So the idea is if you got a kid or a player that's good, and oh, by the way, he's a showman, that's bonus. Let's not fool ourselves as if the Hawks are selling out Phillips right now.
Right.
They need some excitement. So if that was Tony Ressler, which I beg to differ because I've had communications and conversations with people who have told me, and I said this, Mike, on the air, don't be surprised if they go Trae Young. I guess the microphone wasn't working because when it happened, people were freaking out. I think that Travis Schlenk liked what this kid brought all along, but I do think there were probably some people in the building that he had to convince. But you're also a new GM. Mike, you're going to allow people to just make this decision around you? This is Travis Schlenk's name on it. At the end of the day, this is what people are going to remember him for. So I think ultimately it was his decision.
And by the way, for guys, I was going back and forth because I was flipping NBA and then over to ESPN, but it was David Griffin, the former Cavs, and he's been a personnel guy in the NFL.
Yes.
NBA, I should say. David Griffin
was
the
GM
one
there.
Yeah. And he was dropping like knowledge, just kind of like, yeah, if you believe everything he was saying, he's really dialed in. I think he's got some friends. But that's where I got it from, and other people had retweeted it, that he had said that he had heard it was an ownership move to go get Trae Young. So that's where it came from.
Either way, I guess the point that we're getting to here with Trae Young and his performance last night, and I'm not going to solo, you know, look at one performance. I'm just saying that this is what we are clamoring for. You know, the 60-win season was exciting because of the ball movement and the passing. And we had, 4-3! What's up, Ryan Cameron? You know, we had a lot of stuff going on with Kyle Korver. All right, listen. Mm-hmm. We need that excitement back in the building. And I think that is part of this plan. It's not just about getting guys that can play. It's also, Mike, about getting guys that are showmen.
Right.
And he is that. So, you know, through the good and the bad, through this process, God, I hate even saying this, we got to trust the process.
And, you know, you heard Travis Schlenk, if you guys hadn't read that article that he did with the AJC, I think Chris Vivlamore had it, talking about, you know, look, we're gonna be looking for trades in free agency. We're not, we're looking to move some pieces. You guys understand this is turning to battleship. It's hopefully, Carl, not as long as the 76ers turn around, but look where the Sixers are now. They're in a hell of a good spot, and I'd love to see if they could get Kawhi Leonard. Although we'll talk more about that in a sec. But yeah, you're gonna have to be patient with this. But while we're being patient, how about a guy that gives you some ooh and ah moments while we're doing it? That's
what
we need.
Well, that's it, and also, here's the other side of this. You know, one of the things that bugged this show specifically, and I'm going back to when, you know, again, the 60-win season had never been done here. We go to the Eastern Conference Finals, hadn't been done. We couldn't get out of the second round of the playoffs. We all know the history. But, Mike, the other part that frustrated us was this idea that we had five guys who nobody would admit who would take the shot when the game was on the line. I don't think we're going to have that problem moving forward. Now, we have a guy that not only can create his own, but can find a shot for somebody else. And in this process, you know, some people maybe think that we're disrespecting Dennis. Like, Dennis can do this, Dennis can do that. I've said all along, I don't think Dennis Schroeder is going to be here. If he is, I'll be surprised.
Right.
But I don't think that's the long-term plan, even if he does start the season here. Who's to say he doesn't play the first half and maybe they move him at the trade deadline?
If, you know, the best thing could happen for us is when he gets his moments or he gets his minutes on the floor, he does some good stuff, and then you get some value up there. Because, as we said, we don't really know what the market is for Dennis. There was some talk about the Clippers, perhaps. Sacramento was another team. But, you know, I mean, at this point, you're just moving him to move him.
You're right. And by the way, real quick, as far as the Hawks are concerned, it's Dukes and Bell. We are talking about Trae Young specifically, but this is kind of a Hawks conversation. I like these pieces. I like Taurean Prince. I like John Collins. I like what they're trying to do. Now, how soon it comes together, as Mike says, we will see. But let's not just focus on what this isn't. Let's focus on what it is and maybe what it could be. And I think the bigger deal for us as fans is being able to go down to Phillips and go, man, I'm going to be entertained tonight.
Look, we've all talked about this. I mean, whether you're a Hawks fan, and look, we know there's a huge NBA, because NBA fan base here, they draw huge numbers ratings-wise every year. Just got to get that, you know, how many times we used that phrase last month? Transformative. Well, what's a transformative guy? Again, the Steph Curry comparisons are inevitable just on the way he plays. And he led all of college basketball in points and assists. That's a pretty good number. Now, I know it's not 80 regular season games against Ula Laploplis and playing guys named Urbach Uchbach, you know, in Europe for Real Madrid. But we won't know what Luka Doncic is versus this guy until 2-3 years down the road. Travis Schlenk said as much in the interview with the AJC.
You guys can chime in, 404-741-0929, if you want to get in the conversation. And if, again, you're rushing a judgment on this, as many of you are with the Shady McCoy situation, you shouldn't. Let it play out. In 3 years, 2.5 years, let's have a conversation about what Trae Young is and is not. I'm not ready to have that conversation right now, but I will tell you, I get excited when he's pulling up from 35, and right. I'm going, ooh-wee!
I mean, we missed out on Giannis Antetokounmpo because, unfortunately, Coach Drew brought the secret sauce up to Milwaukee, and then they went and they drafted him before us. But that's the kind of guy, the guy that you say, whether you're at the bar, and we use this analogy all the time, right? The barbershop down the street, on Windward Parkway, wherever you are, Marietta, wherever you are, that this is a must-see event. That I got to go see this guy drop 30 tonight in the NBA because we haven't had that since Neek. You know, I mean, yeah, you had Josh Smith above the rim, yippee-ki-yay, but I mean, there's never been a dude since Neek that's consistently you want to go see, even when we won 60 games.
You're right.
It was a sum of its parts.
That was the problem. It was good, but it was bad in the sense that we didn't have a dominant go-to guy. And you know, even with Steph Curry and what he's doing, and I'm going to say this, Steph Curry right now is not the go-to guy on his team. It's Durant. So, that's the thing. It's not as if this is the end all. Like, oh, we got Trae Young. Relax. We got a couple of first-round picks that are going to play out next year. We'll see where this team goes. We're going to have plenty of money under the cap as we move forward because of the way that they're doing this. This could really get interesting for us here over the next couple of years, and he is a guy that's just one big piece. So we'll see what happens with this.
Hey, man, we're watching some of the video right now they were just showing on Fox Network from Hyde Park. You see those people going bananas? You know one thing I've never understood in Europe? If something good happens, why are you throwing your beer? Finish your beer.
Yeah, you can get another one.
Toast a friend, but if you throw it up in the air, Carl, that's just wasteful, man. You know, it's a sin.
No,
to,
I don't think it's cheaper.
It's
there.
A sin to waste food and or beer. Come on, man.
That's true. That's why I wouldn't drop my chicken, even if you insulted my
wife. What do you think they're charging to pop up stand in Hyde Park for a Heineken?
Oh, wow.
Exactly, for a Stella.
Yeah, it's probably $15, $20?
Well, if it's Euros, it's definitely going to be $15.
It's Dukes and Bell. We'll get to an NFL Blitz. If you haven't been checking out this story on LeSean McCoy, you should. It's getting more and more interesting, literally, by the minute. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.